Hello, everybody. Ooh, I think a bit more light in the situation would help. Hello, everybody. A bit more light in the situation now. Okay. So this is commenting on Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's keynote address to the Conservative and Unionist Party conference. Methinks it's been held in Manchester this year. For the past dozen odd years, has alternated between Manchester, Birmingham. Anyway, I've never been myself. It's never had the honour to be graced by my estimable presence. So it's a widely trailed this announcement. This is like the worst kept secret since Prince Charles didn't love Diana or something. So it'd been heavily trailed in the media beforehand. Grant Shapps let the feline out of the bag yesterday that HS2 was going to stop at Birmingham, high speed rail too. Now this goes way back to 2009, the outgoing Labour government under Dr. Gordon Brown came up with this genius plan. The Conservative Party, with the Liberal Democrats in coalition under David Cameron, they ran with it. But anyway, the leg to Birmingham is not going to be finished for at least 6 years, 20 years after it signed off. 20 years. How on earth did it take 20 years to go about 100 miles? It's a shocking indictment for the country that invented the train. George Stephenson is rolling in his grave, the man who in 1825 put the steam engine on rails. And here we are coming up to the bicentenary of that. Anyway, so the cost of High Speed 2 ballooned alarmingly. And that's just that's taking into account inflation. Even then, it was going to be over £70 billion. All these years of work going from Euston in London, which is probably the wrong terminus, to Birmingham, and there's been a going to Crewe. Crewe is actually a town of no great significance in northwest England, a bit south of Liverpool, but it's a bit of a hub for some other railways. It's not actually a particularly big town in itself. And this was justified for being an England and Wales project. It was meant to connect the principality. Not the High Speed 2 was going to go there, but a lot of people from the northern half of Wales would be coming in and out of Crewe and connect that fast railway line. So it's going to stop at Birmingham. So the people of Brum, well, they're not even that happy because, okay, they can get out of London fast, but they can't get up to Manchester fast. And so it was going to reduce journey times from London to Birmingham from is an hour and a half down to about 50 minutes. So that's significant. And obviously Andy Burnham, the mayor of Manchester, he's Labour, he's deeply displeased about the situation. But anyway, it's not going to be a tax-cutting measure. Sunak says they're going to spend it on other things. But hang on, if it's unaffordable, you can't afford that money on anything. But it's probably not very good value for money, is the thing. I think it's made the mistake to put all the eggs into one basket, one enormous flagship project rather than several smaller ones. The totality of the smaller projects in terms of improving transport efficiency might have been greater than one gigantic project that was maybe too much of a vanity project. So that's been announced and probably the right decision, I'm afraid to say. Obviously, I would like to see high-speed rail go from London to North Britain or something, but it's just too expensive at the moment. And put it into tax cuts. I will put it into tax cuts, so paying off more interest rates and things like that. Probably to improve connectivity in northern England across the Pennines. That's one of the things that's going to be put into £1 billion for some high-speed rail thing in Wales, which the Welsh government has welcomed. That's also under a socialist maladministration. So there weren't even that many Conservative activists attending the conference, partly because the atmosphere is somewhat sepulchral. This may be the last one before the general election. Some people think he's going to go early in May, but I don't think he is myself. I think he's going to stick till December, the last possible minute. Allow things to go wrong for Labour, things to go right for the Conservatives. It can't get that much worse than it is at the moment. But admittedly, some of his common sense on going slow on transitioning to all green energy, that has played well. So Labour's having to argue to make poor people poorer by going all renewable before it's affordable. And Rishi Sunak is the one who's actually showing some concern for those on modest incomes. He's not completely in hoc to environmentalist, anti-capitalist ideology. So there's £36 billion is going to be spent, and mostly in Northern England and the English Midlands. But there was obviously the terrible bigoted announcement that he's going to take away people's rights, that he wants to. Okay, it's not going to be a party political thing. He'll personally vote for it, allow a free vote in Parliament. But I'm afraid the way that these power-crazed bigots behave is they can't resist a chance to take away your rights, to criminalize you for doing nobody else any harm, and say you're going to be a felon for smoking. There are also these idiotic ideas, you know, just revolution en permanence in education, A levels will be scrapped by T levels, probably never implemented. I saw his ingenious plan to make everyone do maths to 18. And all right, quite a few countries do that. But the United Kingdom is so underperforming in maths as it is. If a lot of our pupils can't get GCSE maths, how on earth are they going to get post-GCSE maths? Even he wasn't quite stupid enough to say they have to do A-level maths. And where is he going to get all these extra maths teachers? There's a severe paucity of them as it is. He's going to make it even worse. So maybe people stay in school, which they hate in some cases, which they really can't do, tormenting them. When some people are just not academic, we should have people getting out and actually working straight away. We've got a labour shortage. We've got a reservoir of people in their late teens who could be working as cleaners, as a factory workers, or as farm labourers, and so on. Waiters, waitresses, barmen, they should be doing that. And obviously, stop the gravy train. Being on benefits is no longer a career. You're going to work or you're going to starve, and that's it. And one of the few sensible decisions he said is, if you get rubbish A-levels, no, you're not going to get this loan to go to university. You could still go, but you'd have to pay for it yourself. Anyway, because we have lots of people who bomb out on their A-levels, still go to university, you know, rack up £30,000 worth of debt of the fees, which the taxpayer has to pay, and the person's going to repay when they start earning a certain salary. If it's not repaid after 25 years, it's going to be wiped. And that's just unaffordable. Even the government has said for years, at least a third will never be repaid. So we're on the hook for tens of billions of pounds of unpaid undergraduate debt already for degrees which are virtually worthless. They come out of those probably even less employable than they went in. And it's just bad news for everybody. So these were some of his statements. Why was he saying this? Did he actually believe it's making life better? Probably. And perhaps surprisingly is his good wife, Akshata Murthy. She introduced him. She delivered a narration. I've never heard her voice before. Talked about him and how that they're best friends and all the rest of it, to humanize and make a little bit relatable. She's a very elegant lady. Nobody's had a bad word to say about her. And all right, she's got shares in Infosys, her father's company, Information Systems, which is a huge IT company, which has got an office in Moscow even during the war. So she was profiting from that. I think she's divested herself of that. And that was going to Sunak's household. And that was ethically suboptimal, to say the least. But I believe that situation has been redressed. Okay. So these were the things. Why is he doing that? He might just be for electoral advantage. People have read the cephalological tea leaves and may say this will play well with swing voters. And some of that will work. Maybe these more minor transport projects in Northern England might actually get through to some of those red wall seats, most of which are going to go back to Labour anyway, but might stem the tide slightly. There's that Rutherglen by-election next Thursday in North Britain, and okay, High Speed 2 wasn't going to get there, but we'll see how the Conservative Party does there. It's really a straight fight between the SNP and Labour, but does the Conservatives go up or down a little bit? Probably down, and that will be a litmus test of how, what this is going on. But his policies were particularly relating to England, because of course they're highest in Scotland. The confusing thing is Westminster controls the UK, but especially England. The Prime Minister's for the United Kingdom, but particularly for England, and so on. All right, thank you so much for watching my channel. Please make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal. Goodbye, everyone. Toodaloo.